looks out ahead with a hand on the wheel and an even on the lead. The bo'sun roars to wake the dead. Come and get your oats, me son. Whoop, jamboree, whoop, jamboree. Big round clap and come up behind. Whoop, jamboree, whoop, jamboree. Come and get your oats, me son.
Oh, now we're past the harbor light
and the shore will soon be even in the sight.
We'll soon be abreast of the Isle of Wight.
Well, come and get your oats, me son. Whoop, jamboree, whoop, jamboree. Big round fat men come up behind. Whoop, jamboree, whoop, jamboree. Come and get your oats, me son.
Blackpool docks, then pretty young girls come down in flocks with short legs roars
and long tail frocks.
And come and get your oats, me son. Hook, jamboree, hook, jamboree. Big round fat men come up behind. Hook, jamboree, hook, jamboree. Come and get your oats, me son.
Just one quick mention. On the Chad Mitchell Trio, Whoop Jamboree. Today, the Chad Mitchell Trio travels with probably one of the best instrumentalists in the world, Paul Prestipino. Paul is just wonderful. But on that particular cut, it was my ex-roommate, Jim McGuinn. And I'm saying Jim McGuinn because he had not changed his name to Roger when he made that particular recording. And if anybody wants to go to the notorious and infamous YouTube and dial up the Chad Mitchell Trio Whoop Jamboree, and you can see Mr. McGuinn standing on the riser right behind the group, singing and playing, and he does a wonderful thing. He can play that Pete Seeger, Earl Scruggs combination three-finger picking, and then go right into frailing at the same time without missing a beat. That's an incredible feat to do for somebody who can play the banjo.
And you can actually see him doing it on that video.
You
it's
can
amazing.
Watch him doing it.
You also get a very good sense of the energy and dynamism of the Chad Mitchell Trio, which was perhaps arguably the vocally the best of the pop folk groups. It was certainly as good as anyone else.
Well, they had their vocal sound together, and they maintained a rawness about it that was wonderful. Patty Doyle's Boots is probably the only song on our playlist that actually sounds like a bunch of guys standing on a deck on a cold, wintry day hauling line. It's one of those work songs that just captures you and makes you it puts you right there with them. There's something about the way the Clancy brothers and Tommy would get together and play some music.
And, you told a great story about them on the last show, which I think bears repeating. They came over as actors, at least the older two did, and they did the singing on the side, and they began gathering in the after Broadway shows or off-Broadway shows. They were in at the White Horse Tavern. They finally got hired there, and
they ended up opening up at the Blue Angel in New York, of all places. But folk music was big, and big clubs were entertaining folk music as a possible way to get patrons to come in. And I remember going to one of their openings at the Blue Angel and seeing a scrim. For those of you who have who are not familiar with the parlance of theater, a scrim is nothing more than a bed sheet hung vertically with a light behind it so that you could see silhouettes. And there was, when the curtain opened, there was a scrim, and the Clancy Boys silhouettes were standing behind the scrim, lit in shadow, and as the audience waited with bated breath to hear the Clancy brothers hold forth with Irish reality, the sound of bagpipes and the song they opened with was, of course, the Irish classic Hava na Gila. After the audience was well softened up, they went into their repertoire of songs, and it was probably one of the most enjoyable evenings I had ever had. But I'll never forget the Hava na Gila opening of the Clancy Brothers at the Blue Angel.
To me, way.
Tammy Way. We'll all drink whiskey and gin. Tammy Way. Chin. Tell me, we'll all throw mud at the cook. Tell me,
we're going to hear the Robert Shaw Chorale. Again, there was a time when, well, there still is a time when folk music is something that's treasured and considered hallowed. And the Robert Shaw Chorale did a marvelous version of Holloway Joe. In fact, there is some talk that our good friend and partner Joe Frazier from the Chad Mitchell Trio sang with the Robert Shaw Chorale. I don't know. I heard that as a rumor somewhere.
From me.
Of Liverpool, I'd have you to beware. When you sail in a packet ship, no dungaree jumpers wear, but have a big monkey jacket all ready to your hand, for there blows some cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. We'll scrape her and we'll scrub her with holy stone and sand, and we'll think of them cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. There was Jack Lynch from Ballinahinch, Mike Murphy and some more. I tell you, well, they suffered like hell on the way to Baltimore. They pawned their gear in Liverpool, and they sailed as they did stand, and there blows some cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. We'll scrape her and we'll scrub her with holy stone and sand, and we'll think of them cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. The maid, he stood on the forecastle lead, and loudly he did roar, "Now rattle her in, me lucky lads, we're bound for America's shore." go wash the mud off that dead man's face, and Dave to beat the band. For there blows some cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. We'll scrape her and we'll scrub her with holy stone and sand, and we'll think of them cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. So now it's reef and reef, me boys, with the canvas frozen hard. And it's mountain pass every mother, son, on a 90-foot topsail yard. Never mind about boots and oilskins, but holler you'll be damned. For there blows some cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. We'll scrape her and we'll scrub her with holy stone and sand, and we'll think of them cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. And now we're off the hook, me boys, and the land's all white with snow. But soon we'll see the pay table and have all night below. And on the docks come down in flocks, them pretty girls will stand, saying it's snugger with me than it is at sea on the banks of Newfoundland. So we'll scrape her and we'll scrub her with holy stone and sand. For while we're here, we can't be there on the banks of Newfoundland.
Well, that was the Banks of Newfoundland. Ewan McCall and A.L. Lloyd. Just a quick word about those two guys. Ewan McCall and A.L. Lloyd collected sea songs, work songs, folk music from the British Isles, and probably put out more than 30 albums. I imagine collectors and folk singers, and during the folk era, people pored over those albums to try to find source material. They were a wonderful source. Ewan McCall is also the co-author, along with Peggy Seeger, of that wonderful, wonderful popular ballad, The First Time, which did not start out as a popular ballad, started out as a folk song. You heard the Robert Shaw Chorale. You heard Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem singing Paddy Doyle's Boots. And, Jim, are we ready for the next wave of music?
Almost.
You know, the good news is, Jim, is that you and I are not flying passenger jets.
Absolutely.
When the whale gets right, and the line run down, and the whale makes a flunder with its tail, and the boat capsized, and I lost my darling man. No more, no more Greenland.
That whale and the line paid out, but she made a flunder with her tail, and the boat capsized, and four men were drowned, and we never caught that whale.
Brave boys,
we never caught that whale.
To lose the whale, the captain said, it grieves my heart full sore. But to lose four of my gallant men, it grieves me 10 times more.
Brave boys,
it grieves me 10 times more.
Oh,
a land that's never green, where there's ice and snow and the whale fishes blow and daylight seldom seen.
Brave boys,
and daylight seldom seen.
When the whale gets striped and the line run down and the whale makes a plunder with its tail and the boat capsized and I lost my darling man. No more, no more Greenland for you, brave boys. No more, no more Greenland for you.
That was Greenland Whale Fisheries by the Weavers. Greenland Whale Fisheries, probably one of the iron melodies of the folk era. So many renditions of that song, so many people sang it. It was such a captivating melody. We also are going to hear from Schooner Fair, a wonderful, wonderful group out of Maine, singing a song called Portland Town, which is another folk standard. Are we ready, Jim?
Well, we're ready with something.
Let's hear what we're going to hear.
I see the light across the bay. I see the light not far away. And I hear music all around. I'm getting close to Portland Town. So, Mother, won't you make my bed? I see the light of Portland head. I see the light. I'm coming round. I'm coming home to Portland Town. Some years ago, out on my own, I set a course for parts unknown, leaving behind old friend and foe. What I've come to know as I watch the islands fade away and bid farewell to Casco Bay. Though it's been years and years since then, my heart has brought me home again. And I see the light across the bay. I see the light not far away, and I hear music all around. I'm getting close to Portland Town. So, Mother, won't you make my bed? I see the light of Portland head. I see the light. I'm coming round. She's still the fairest port I know. She works the sea and tills the farms and holds her children in her arms. No place to go, a prouder match. Here comes the future full at last. Here comes that beacon across the sky. Across the bay, I see the light not far away, and I hear music all around. I'm getting close to Portland Town. So, Mother, won't you make my bed? I see the light of Portland Town. I see the light. I'm coming home.
see the light across the bay. I see the light not far away. And I hear music all around. I'm getting close to port and town. So mother, won't you make my bed? I see the light of Portland head. I see the light.
No pain, too close to Three Mile Rock, and she was dealt her mortal blow, and the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just us five aboard her when she finally was awash. We'd worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost, and the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter would rise again. Well, the owners wrote her off, not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys, then met her sorry end. But insurance paid the loss to us, so let her rest below. Then they laughed at us and said we had to go. But we talked of her all winter, some days around the clock. She's worth a quarter million, afloat and at the dock. And with every jar that hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. All spring now we've been with her on a barge lent by a friend. 3 dives a day in a hard hat suit, and twice I've had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow, or I'd never had the strength to go below. But we've patched her rents, stopped her vents, dog hatch and portholes down. Put cables to her fore and aft and girded her around. Tomorrow noon we hit the air and then take up the strain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. The laughing drunken brats who left her to a sorry grave. Well, well, they won't be laughing in another day. And you, to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards lying to you everywhere you go, turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again, rise again, rise again. Though your heart could be broken or life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a love, a home, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken or life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a love, a home, a friend.